the Mishnah. Mayne Adam es Eilchav ves Paparaisav mipit. A person is permitted to say Balpeh, permitted to tell the Shamish, the Eilchim, which are expected to come for the Suda, ves Paparaisav, Rashi says, Mine Madanim, the courses which will be served, be permitted to be kaire balpe. Avoloi minaksav. Im kosav me erev Shabbos. If he had written erev Shabbos, kach ve kach oichem. Pliny u pliny zimante. Kedesha lo yishkechem. He had written erev Shabbos a whole list. How many oichem he had invited. Lo yikra ba'oisei ksav b'shabbos. He's not permitted to read this ksav. It's a very innocent ksav. It has 25 names and 25 courses. Ubigmorim meforishtaim. There's a machlokes, the ritzvah, the Rashi bring down a machlokes or rishonim, if this iser min ksav is dafker a iser kriye. That what we said, Balpeh's mutter, Abba Minaksav, is also Likrois Balpeh, but Iyun could be his mutter. That's what the Ritva brings down from the Balei Taisvissen. We don't have this in our Taisvissen. And the Ritva and the Rashba want to say that Afilu Histaklus is also Asa. Afilu he doesn't read it, that an Issa Kriya, it's a Issa Histaklus, Al-Aksav. He's not allowed to read this Ksav in Shabbos. Mavis Odom imbonov ve'im b'nei beisoy ala shulcha. Mavis, so Rashi says, loshen payis, a loshen geiru. Mato payis l'chalek mi magia kol mone ve'mone. They're going to bring the portions to the table, and everyone likes about him. There's some taps also, so they're going to make a geirul. Who's going to get a tap? Who's going to get a bada? In bonav im b'nei beisoy ala shulchan. O bilvad shelo yiskavim lasa ismone gedoylo keneged mone ktan. Zogt Rashi. She yo amone is shavois. Where the mone should be the same size. Maybe one is more preferable than the other, but it should be the same size. V'loite achas gedoylo v'achas ktano. It shouldn't be a large money and a small money. Lizkois v'gedoylo hazoich al piya geirul. The one who zoich al piya geirul, he should get the gedoylo. V'mischayev al piya geirul ktano yitleno. That one is not permitted to do. V'gmorim meforish taino. Umatilin chaloshim al hakadoshim. Chaloshim geirolois al hakadoshim bein hakahanim. Biyontif. Biyontif, they want to be mechalik, the kolbonis, the chalokim of the kolbonis, the matil geirol. Avoloi al hamonois, bigmorim meforish, what monis means. Zok the gemorim. My time. What is the reason that one is not permitted to lay in the settle? Avuloy min aksav. Rav Bibi Omar gzeira shema yimchak. Rav Bibi says a gzeira shema yimchak. What is pshat? What is sirashi? My taima avuloy min aksav. What is wrong from reading from aksav? Shema yimchak min ha'irchem. He'll be moichik, he has a list of 25 oichim. So now he'll look over the list, and it'll be moichik, 5 of the oichim. Why? Sheyire, he'll see now, shloi heichin lehem kol tzorcho. He did not prepare enough for 25 oichim. V'yischaret, and he'll have charote shezimein yoysa min aroi. V'yimchik min aksav, so he'll erase 5 oichim. Kidei shelo yikraim ha-shamish, that the shamish should not call them. It would seem from Rashi that Rashi says, in the Mishnah Rashi says, in the Ksav it was written, ploini uploini zimanti. So it means, what does zimanti mean? L'cheire means he had invited them already. That means a week ago he had invited them to come Shabbos to him. So he had invited all the 25. So when he's going to erase 5, that can erase what he did a week ago. But Mistameh, maybe they forgot by then, hoffentlich. It seems there used to be, the Shamish used to call them, they should remember to come. So I'll call upon him, so that he would erase 5 of these names, that the Shamish Kadesh Shalai Yikraim HaShamish. This Kriya Shal Chibah that the Shamish makes, I'll call upon him, the Shamish shouldn't call them. That is the Svare of Rabbivi. Abaya Oma Gzeiro Shemo Yikro Beshitre Hedyoitis. Abaya says, no, if one will be permitted to start reading on Shabbos, so the sky's the limit. If one is permitted to read such a tzettel, he might come and read Yikro Shtori Hedyoitis. Zotrashi Kolhani Shemo Yikro Beshitre Hedyoitis Shal Mecha Chumemka Koma. He might come to read Shitrei Adyoites. This isn't Divrei Teire, and this isn't Divrei Teire. It's like a psychical business. So he might come and read Shitrei Adyoites. So Memele, that's why they were Geisa. My Benayu. What is the difference between, but according to both of them, you're not allowed to read this Ksav. So what is the nafkamina between Rav Bibi and Abaye? Ika binayu dekosav akoisel umidli. That these names were not written on our paper. These names were written on the wall. But they're written on the wall, very high up on the wall. Is memele is azot. Laman diyomar shemo yimchoik. So according to Rav Bibi, that the whole time we're asking him to read this ksav is Shemo Yimchai Loichai Shina. So we're not afraid, because he can't be Moichik. It's 7 feet up. He can't be Moichik. Laman diyomar Shemo Yikra. But if the time is, if he's permitted to read, so he might come and read Shitrei Hedyoites Chai Shina. So then we are afraid. Zokt Rashi. The Kosav Minyona Akoisel Bidyoi. He had written this minion on the wall Bidyoi. Bidyoi is main sepas mechike. Aba umidli, she'ene magia l'sham limchik. He can't reach it and to be moichik. So memele, so according to Rav Bibi, it will be mutter, while sepas the shem oyimchik. According to Abaye, it will be also, Bechvot we have the Gzeire, Shemo Yikra. So on this Mahalach, the Gemara has 2 kashas. Kasha number 1. Laman diyomar Shemo Yimchai, according to Rabbivi, Neche Shemo Yikra. I mean, what's Pshat? They were Geyser. They were Chayish. So Memela, just like they were Chaya Shema Yimchaik, they also should be Chaya Shema Yikra. Why not? Why shouldn't we be Geyser? If they were Geyser already on Kriya Saksav, this is Zichar Achshash also, Shema Yikra Shitre Yadyoit. And L'chayre, one could say, Shema Yimchaik is Achshash, he might be over. And this is the Reise. It'll be Moichik. Shemo Yikra, so reach Shtori Adyoitis. So Memele, it's Feltem Im Tzeichevtzecha. It's Midivrei Kabbalah. I mean, what's the Kasha? But the Gemara seems the Gemara was Medame. There was Medame. As long as you were Geyser, you should Zichar be Geyser Shemo Yikra. Visu, another Kasha. What did you tell me? You told me that the Nafkamina will be, if this list was written 7 feet high, that he can never reach this list to be Moichik. Vahasanya, we learned the Baraisa, lo yikra lo'ir haner. One is not permitted to lay lo'ir haner, shemo yata. That's the Baraisa. Va'amar Rabbi, afilu gavoya shtei koimis, afilu gavoya shtei mardois, afilu asara batim ze al gav ze, lo yikra. So Rabbi said that it doesn't matter, even if the neir is very far away from him, and the poyel sepastach nisht shemoyate, but when Chazal made a gzeire, they weren't mechalik already. They said that there's a loyikra loir haner. So Lamai says, so that's the issa, loyikra loir haner. So if I have a ner, that's a pasnishem moyate, but the gzeire still applies. So memele, so if Chazal asked to read a ksav, shemo yimchaik, so memele, so afilu, it's midli, but the gzeire still applies. So Memela, so this nafkamin is not true. That means afilu according to Rav Bivi, it should also be also. Number one, al shemo yikra, and number two, al tzrabe. And for the Gemara, you're right. No, the nafkamin is the other way around. Al yikra benayu, the kosav akoisel umitzi. He had written on akoisel umitzi on. And it was written not high, it was written mitasoi maybe. It was written on the bottom of the kaisel. It's very easily erased. Leman diyomar shemo yimchaik. According to Rav Bivi, that the iser is shemo yimchaik chayshina. Some amelie zich are not allowed to read it in Shabbos, shemo yimchaik. Leman diyomar shemo yikra aloi chayshina. Gudo bishtore loy michlef. This is mamish zwei welten. Here he is reading from a wall. He's reading, the writing is on the wall. He might come and read a shtar. Ne. This is shayin. Gudo bishtore loy michlef. So it comes out the nafkamina is that Abaye will be the meikel, and Rav Bivi will be the mach. But the Gemara doesn't like this either. Uleman diyomar shemo yikra, like the Gemara fakert. Ein khanami gut de bistor loy michle abo lege shema yimchak wie wird verfallen de gzeire von shema yimchak so tag doch nicht ela ika benai so now the gemara says a third seal de chayik atavle va apinkis it was not this ksav was not written bidyoy this ksav was eisgekritz a tavla va pinkis, either a wooden tavla or a pinkis, and in memele, so shema yimchik pastach nishdo, because she can't erase it. Is laman diyoma shema yimchik loy chayshina. So according to Rav Bivi, you'll be permissible. Laman diyoma shema yikra chayshina. Frag de Gemara, Eleman de Yomar Shema Yimcha Ikleiche Shema Yikra. Why isn't he made to the Gzeire of Abaye Shema Yikra? The Chitema, now the Gemara had a shtickleitze. Tavla u Pinkis Bishtore Loi Michle. That, Bemison, that's the Machleikis. The Machleikis is, the Machleikis between Rav Bivi and Abaye is that Rav Bivi said the Iker Gzeire is of Shema Yimchik. If the Shema Yimchik is taken care of, so Mamele, there's a case where we don't have to worry. What is the case we don't have to worry? If it was Chokuk a Tavla. So Mamele, he held Tavla or Pinkis Bishtar Eloi Michle. So Mamele holds Shema Yikra Pastach Nish. Shema Yimchik Pasta Vadinish, so Mamele will be Mutta. And Abaye that said Shema Yimchik, so they're speaking about a specific case. If in this case there's still a Shema Yikra, there's no Shema Yimchik over here, is there a Shema Yikra? So Abaye holds there is a Shema Yikra, he doesn't hold Tavla or Pinkis. Loi Michlef, he holds Michlef. And Rabbi holds that Tavlo Pinkis Bishtore Loi Michlef. So Memele, we have already an afkamina between Ravivi and Abai. Nachamul, that the case is it was Chokuk Atavla, Shema Yimchaik Pasnit, Leit Ravivi, Shema Yikra, Alt Ravivi Past Eichet Nisht, because Tavla Upinkis, Mishtar Eloi Michlef, it's a different entity, it's a different type of aksa. And Abaye holds that the Tavlo Pinkis Bishtar Michlef. So to Gemara, I beg your pardon, you can't say that Rabbivi was matter by a Pinkis. Vasanya. We learned a Baraisa as follows. Meine Odom, Kamo Mi Bifnim. This person had another ksav. That means when you have guests, there are many problems. There's problems how many guests, what you're going to serve. Then there's another problem, the seating arrangement. Kama mi bifnip, who are the putta even on? Vekama mi bachutz, and who will be in the back? Vekama monis osid l'rniach lifneim. Here it says one is permitted. Miksav shal gabi hakaisa. From the ksav al gabi hakaisel. So the Tanakama is matter ksav al gabi hakaisel. Avoloi, the tan is matter miksav shal gabi hakaisel. Avoloi miksav shal gabi tavlo opik. So we hear here abaraisa, ksav al gabi hakaisel is mutter, ksav al gabi pinkis is also. Frektige more heichi domi. Now, what is this baraisa speaking about? If this ksav al gabi akoisel was written bidyoi, it's written bidyoi, is maishna hoche, maishna hoche. So why is Pinkis also dumasa limchaik? So koisel is also also dumasa limchaik. El olav dechayik. So we have to say Al Kochach is speaking about Saida Pinkis, and Saida Kaisel is speaking about that it was eingekritzt, Mechike Pastor. Uktani miksav shal gabi Kaisel, avoloi miksav shal gabi tavlo Pinkis. So how do we understand this? Al Kochach shad is as follows. Mechike Pastor, stamme zainit, it's Chokuk. No, tavlo Pinkis, michlef bishtore. So there's a gzeire shemo yikro. In Kaisel, good the bishtor eloi michlof. So we have here an offene bereise that tavla upinkis is michlof bishtor. So we can't say what we wanted to say before, that is the machloikis, Ravivi in Abayim, Ravivi held that tavla upinkis, that's chokuk, it's mutter. It can't be mutter, because we have an offene bereise, tavla upinkis michlof bishtor. Zog de Gemara, Elo li Yailam, de Kosa Vakoisel. No, the Mai Binayu is de Kosa Vakoisel. It was written on the Koisel, umidli. And it is high up on the Koisel, that Mechike Pastachnit. And what'll be the Nafkimine? We knew this akimte. We had said it's zichar osa al shema yimchay kitzosa. It's rabbi. Udiko kashe lecho de rabbi. Ah, you had a kashe if it was written. De kosa, if it was written. So midli is now trufe. Because even though the poil can't be meichikit, but they were geyser. A fellow as a batim. Udiko kashaloch de rabbe, tanoihi. Rabbe is not a dover hamuskim. Rabbe is a machlekes tanoi. Moin de sanye, moin odom es oilchov, es paparoisov mi pit. We learned a bereise, a person is permitted to count the oilchim and the paparis mi piv avuloi minaksav. That's Mamish Amishnah. Rab Ache Mater Miksav Sha'al Gabay Hakaisa. Rab Ache is Mater Miksav Shal Gabay Hakaisa. Zog de Gemara Heichidom. Now, this Rav Ache, we hear here Amati Rav Ache, that was Matar Ksavar Gabi Akais. Leichidom. Ilay medechsiv mitato, if it was written on the bottom of the kaisel. And there's a cheshash, he might come and be moichik. Leichashem ayimchik. So how could Rav Ache be Matar? Elolav, dekosav o midli. So kochach we have to say, Rav Ache was Matar Ksav, that he was on top of the kaisel. Ah, if it's on top of the kaisel, what does on top of the kaisel help? Rabbi said there was a loy plug. So al kolchoch, Rav Ache does not hold like Rabbi. And the Tanikame, so we're speaking about, so let us see, so Rav Ache is speaking about a ksav, the midli, and Rav Ache says this is mutter, he doesn't hold of Rabbi. The Tanekama asels, and what Rav Ache is matter, so the Tanekama mistama holds like Rabbi. Ushmami no, the Rabbi Tanoi, Rabbi is a machloikis Tanoi. Shmami no. Rabbi is a machloikis Tanoi. So let's just go a little further. Then we'll learn Rashi and Taisvis. Vahani Tanoi Kahani Tanoi. So what did we say now? We said now, we have here a machloikis, Rav Ache was matter a ksav al gabe kaisel. So this ksav al kochach has to be midli. If it is not midli, the zicha gzeir shema yimchak. So it is midli. Now if it is midli, what's with Rabbi? So kochach Rav Ache does not hold like Rabbi. Since the poil, one cannot be moichik in this matzev, so they want geyser. The Tanekama that asks, he holds like Rabbi. So we hear a machlokes tanoim. We hear a machlokes tanoim. If Chazal made a gzeire, they asked a certain pa'ula, did they ask it b'chol oifen, or did they ask it only when the chashash applies? So Rav Ache holds they asked it only when the chashash applies. Therefore, by midli. Since there's no chash dilma yimchay, therefore it is mutter. And the Tanikame asos. The Gemara says it's not also machlokes, the Tanikame and Rameya. Vahani tanoi kahani tanoi. The Sanya. We learned another baraisa. Ein royin bemare b'shabbos. One is not permitted to look into a mirror Shabbos. And Rashi is going to explain what's wrong with looking into a mirror Shabbos. So Rashi says, what does one look into a mirror Shabbos? The stomach wants to see what his hair looks like and what his beard looks like. That's the stomach what he wants to look into the mirror Shabbos. Now what happens if he gives a look and he sees that his beard, which he had so carefully trimmed, Erev Shabbos, there are a few hairs hanging down, and it looks disastrous. This whole trim beard, this whole dust, there's a few hairs hanging down. Is doch bitter. So he's going, what is he going to do? So he's going to go right away and take a scissors and trim it. That's what you do when you see it. Then later, chapter at Shabbos. So memeila de tanekama asel ein royin bemare b'Shabbos. One is not permitted to look into a mirror in Shabbos. Rameyer mater, bemare hakavua bekoisel. Rameyer says you're allowed to look into the mirror. Only if the mirror is attached to the wall. If the mirror is not attached to the wall, you're not allowed to look in. Frag the Gemara, maishno hakavua bekoisel. What's the mile of the mirror is attached to the wall? Tadahochi vahochi mitka. He's been looking the wall, and he sees Oive, he has to go and he has to cut a few hairs. So go for the scissors. And the hochi v'hochi, by the time he goes for the scissors, and it's tzach tamon in the Shabbos. Frag the Gemara, she'enei kavua nami ad hochi v'hochi mitka. So if the mirror is not attached, aba'al kaponim, but I'll take the mirror with him. It's also ad hochi v'hochi mitka. By the time, if he can't do it half a minute, he has to go and look for the scissors. So v'hochi ad hochi v'hochi mitka. So the Gemara. So what's pshat the machloikis? We are speaking of a mare that was made out of metal. It was a very sharp metal. So this mare had a double purpose. Number one, you looked into the mare and you could see your image. Number two, since it was very sharp, so whenever there was some loose hairs, the extra hairs, he used to go and snip off the hairs with the mare. So the mare, that's the type of mare we ask, because if you look into the mare, he might go, and then unintentionally, you go and snip off the hairs. Why did they ask a mare shel matres? Neisha Adam also ilohoshir bo nimin hamedodol. Because a person is also to snip off the extra long hairs. So memela. So what is the machleikis? So Rav Meir said as follows. If this mare is attached to the wall, so he can't snip off the hairs with the mare, because it's attached to the wall. So Rav Meir says, then it is mutter. So we see from Rav Meir that he doesn't hold like Rabbi. Even though they asked lehistakel b'mare shel matris, that is only if al yidei istakel zu, it's olu to be oivan isa. But if Ayidei Yistakle Zu, he won't be Oivar Anissa. He can't be Oivar Anissa because it's Kavua Bekoisel. So they didn't answer. The Tanikame that answers Afilu Amara Kavua Bekoisel, Akochach, he holds like Rabbi. So Memele hastes, so the Gemara says that Hani Ka Tanoi Ka Hani Tanoi. Zav Rashi. But before we say Rashi, I'd like to demand a ore from the Chsam Sefer. The Chsam Sefer asks that the Gemara wanted to say by midli, if the Ksav is written on top of the wall, so Mamela they weren't Geyser, Shema Yimchai. But the Gemara gefragt, they weren't Geyser, Shema Yimchaik, but what's with Rabbi? Fragt sich Sam Seifer, Rabbi is Gzeira of Shema Yate. Shema Yate is a Gzeira, he might be Mate, the Neer, so he's Eiva Nisa Havore. So Memeli, he's Eiva Nisa Havore, we're playing with an Isar Dirais over, this is a Gzeira Shema Yate, it'll be Eiva Nisa Havore. So there, Rabbi said, so then it's a light plug. You don't look if this near, it could be matzah, if it can be matzah, if a little esser, kaimis, they were going. That's by the gzeira of Shem Oyat. Fregt sich Sam Seifer, but this gzeira of Shem Oyimchaik, is that a moiche kamenas lichtoi? The whole problem is, they'll see there's an extra 5 people there. He's not, he doesn't want to, not a gzeira, he wants to add another 5, he wants to, forget, there was no gzeira Shem Oyichtoi, weiss to chais. They didn't have asad, because by the time he'll come, he'll take the pencil, he'll remember that it's Shabbos, but he'll go and be meichik it. But, so this is a meichik shalei amanas lichte, this is a darabonon. This is a darabonon, so memele, so, what's up to sarabe? Here, everyone is meide that they want geyser. If it's a passionist exeiren ganz, no, like, look, so the Chassam Sofer, because of this kasha says, that it's also a moichik amanas lichtoy. He doesn't have intentions of writing Shabbos, but if you see this person writes on the walls, so that means if he's moichik, he'll zicher, he has intentions to write in, not Shabbos. But when he's moichik, this place will zicher be used for writing. So memele, so therefore it's also a diereise. It's also a diereise. I was just thinking that the Gemara is medame mare also to the machlokes. The Rabbi kabmitzvah. It's also the tali machlokes of Rabbi. Lachire by mare, we also have the haore of the Chassam Sofer. If a person cuts an extra hair, so lachire it's a malacha shein tzricha laguf. He doesn't need that. What he cut off, he doesn't need. And there's a Rivash, the Rivash holds, some like the Rivash in Taisvis. The Rivash says that even though he doesn't need there, since he wants it should be Nifrat, it's called Amalach HaTzricha Legufa. I don't want this hair to be attached. I want the Hafrode. The Malacha is the separating this from this, not because I need this hair. So according to the Rivash, it's also a Shaila in Adir Aiseh. According to the Taisus, that's chaylik on the Rivash, that mevisen taka. That what the Gemara said over here, that the bederabik amiflegi. I mean, lechayre, this is even maybe. I mean, it's not bederabik amiflegi here. Lechayre is a darabona. Loi rabosi. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Afilu gavoya she'enei magia sham lahata saner osa. That's what Rabbi said. The hoyel v'namuch osa gavoya nami osa shelay tachlik. Chazal made gzeiris. Rabbi said they did not differentiate in the tziyurim. Umitatoi. So the Gemara said the second akimto was that he had written it lo she'namuch v'yochel agia sham v'limchay. So Rabbi holds it is also to reach Hamayimchay, and Abai holds it's mutter because Laman Yom Hashem Yikra Heicha Deleka LeMeichesh LeShem Yikra. But that's the most cash. Laman Yom. So the Gemara wants to say the Shem Yikra LeChashinen the good of Bishtore LeMichla. Frag the Gemara Laman de Yom Hashem Yikra Heicha de Leka Lameichos Hashem Yikra Leichos Lashem Oyim Chayka. But the Gemara says, why isn't Abai a Chayshish for Rabbi Vishayla? So the Gemara wanted to say a third Akimta. The Chayik, it is eingekritzt, it's engraved, besakin, besoich, or aids, betavlo. Shein oichel limchayk. Here, pasnish kam mechike. Ba'ad ahochi mitka. If he'll want to go and bring some sandpaper, he'll remind himself in the meantime. So pasnish. So what I want to say, the machlekes is, if they were geyser, pinkis otu shtori, gude kaisel, pinkis kein luchay shal seicher. So the Gemara says, no, they zicher were geyser by a pinkis shemo yikra. Kamo bifnim bekamo bachutz. Es mi u mi oishiv bifnim b'mokim ha-mechubit. Es mi ve mi oishiv b'chutz she'eino kol kach sfunim. I think there's a psashtikul grais in Rashi she'eino is a loshen nekeva, sfunim is a loshen yochid, sfunim is a loshen rabim. I think it's about to say she'einom. She'einom kol kach sfunim. Sfunim is, the Oruch says, sof means loshen choshu. Who will I put b'chutz she'einom kol kach sfunim? The people who are not so choshev. So that was in the ksat. So it says in the Baraisa that on a kaisel one is permitted to read avoloi miksav shalgabi tavlo pinkis. The good bishtore loy michlev. Avol tavlo pinkis michlev. So the Gemara asks, well, how's it speaking about? Dechsiv michtev ksav shol joy. So why is kaisel also mutter? Elo leyoy. So the Gemara said, the ksav, the kosav ha-kaisel umidli. The mai binayu. Between Rav Bivi and Abaye is that it was written on a kaisel. It was written very high in the kaisel. She'einoi yochel limchoik. He can't be meichikit. Well, the Shema Yikra loy chayshina. Shema Yikra pastoch ne te guda bishtore loy michla. Ude kashaloch. Ah, you have a problem. The afal gav the midli. Litzi rike de rabbe. The oma gabi ner. Afilo yud batim is also bosa. The rabbe tanoi. Rabbe is not a dover hamuskim. The ike de chayish l'shalay tachlik b'isr Shabbos darabonon, the ike de miflik. These gzeres darabonon, if there's a loy plug, is a machloikis. Leichish l'mobbing zaraye. Because we hear a machloikis, Rab Ache and the Tanakame. Rab Ache was Mata Aksav al Gabi Akoiso. And the Tanakama Asel. Leichis Lashama Yimchik. The Rab Ache Koiso Davkinok. The Imitatoi, Mali Koiso Mali Yiger. So Kol Choch is Vos, it's been my midli. So the Gemara says, so Rab Ache does not hold of Rabbi's Gzeire, and the Tanakama does hold of Rabbi's Gzeire. Ein Royen Bemare, Miro. Lefisha Roye Bemare, Ein Itzorich, Elo Lesakin Saris, Roisha is coming. The only thing he can gain from a mirror is to fix his hair that got messed up. Hilkach Aishinon Shema Yire Nimin Amududolim She'enom Shovaisim Shara Sayyiv Yigalchim Bimisparayim. So Gemara says that the Hochi Vahochi She'yeich Lo Vitare Misparayim Mitgershu Shabbos. So Memeil, if that's the Svar of the Gemara Es, it's Kavur V'Bekaisel, so I feel it's not Kavur V'Bekaisel also. Remind himself by the time it takes to bring scissors. So the Gemara says, Akocha, we're speaking about a Marashal Matris, She'ein Leitzach Lahavi Misparai, She'hi Atzma Megalechas HaSeir. The Mar alone is a double purpose. You can be Megalech the Seir with the Mar. Zog Taisvis, Uleman Diyomar Shema Yimchaik, Leichosh Shema Yikra. He says, the first Nafkemina was that the Gemara had said that according to Rav Vivi, if it was Ksav Akoisel Demidli, so Memela Leshema Yimchaik Loichashinon, so therefore it is Mutta. So the Gemara asks, let's be Goyza Shema Yikra. So Taisvis Leimasik Adaite Gude Bishtore Leimichle. Later the Gemara says Asvore, that could be surpassed Shema Yikra, because Guda Bishtora Akoisel will not be Machlev B'mokim Eshtah. B'shitrei had Yoytes, Peirish B'kunterish Shalmekach U'memka. These stories are also to Lein Shabbos, and we're going to Ksav Oto Shitrei had Yoytes. Le'el B'peiriko Kisvei Pirish Igreis Hashluchais Limtzei Chepetz. That Rashi says there you're not allowed to read letters also. Sam Sefer says, it's a machlokes man the yomrim. There it's a Rab Nachemya, and here it's someone else. So the male lips, it's no kasha. Ela iko binayu, dechsiv akoisel umitatoi. So the Gemara wanted to say the second akimta of the Gemara was that the nafkamina between Rav Bivi and Abaya will be if he had written on the koisel, mitatoi shema yimchek pas. And Shema Yikra pas nish val gud bishtore loy michle. Frektach zektaises veloy yedana amain nokat mitatoi. Why did the Gemara say mitatoi kiven des alke deiter de kula alme islu de rabbe? If everyone holds like rabbe. So what is the difference? Mitatoi, that means if everyone holds like rabbe, so if you hold Shema Yimchaik, so Afilu Midli is also Wasa. So why does the Gemara say Mitatoi? Why is that necessary? I mean, the Pashas would be that Tarka Mitatoi it's also. Not true? The Megin Yishleim and the Rashba seem to say that the Gemara chapped Mitatoi not because of the Issa of Rav Bivi. Habibi that asa shema yimchaik, there's no difference tatoi loy. Everything is awesome. He wanted a chapom als the chidish of Abai. That Abai yod shema yikra, afilu mitatoi. And the Rashba gives his mamtik. Maybe one would think, when did Abai say, gude bishtore loy michle, that's tafke midli. That's not doyme lishtar, you're far away from the ksar. Abu mitatoi, perhaps this is doime to ashtar. So the Gemara chapt on mitatoi l'revuse da abaye. That abaye that is matter is afilu, it's mitatoi, that's daime. Daime le shtores. Af al piken, we have a klal. Gude bishtore loy michle. Ilay me dechsiv michte. Maishna hoche, maishna hoche. The Gemara, we hear here a baraisa that on a tavlo pinkes it is also, and on a kaisel is mutter. So the Gemara is, if it's the same mitzvah, maishna maishna ocha, perish the baye yosa, shema yimchak. So the Gemara answered, la'oilam de kasa va kaisel, umidli, u de kasha loch, de rabo, Aye, so the Gemara answered that it was written on a kaisel, and he can't come to be meichiket. It's high up. Aye, Rabbi said they were geyser, they never differentiated if it's a past gzeire, past nisht gzeire. The Rabbi, Tanoi, Rabbi's a machlekes Tanoi. Zuk Taisvis, what is pshat in the Gemara's teretz according to Rashi? So now Taisvis is going to explain the Gemara according to Rashi, and Taisvis is chayli. Le perish akuntaris. Tzorich loima. The hashta de mukila de chsiv a kaisel umidli. That it was written on the kaisel and it's high up. Laman di yomar shema yimchaik ise. So the man di yomar that holds shema yimchaik. Shema yimchaik ike de isle de rab. That means. So rabbi that holds shema yimchaik it will be yosa. Als rabbi. So that's why that means, he says, the gzeira of Shema Yimchaik always applies. It applies afil umidli. That's Rabbivi. Ulaman diyomar Shema Yikra, less like the Rabbi. Doesn't hold of Rabbi's gzeira. So if it's midli, so memele Shema Yikra pastachnish because gudo bishtore loy michle. In Shema Yimchaik pastamazaynish because it's midli. Vahashta mi boilon lemeima. Now the Gemara wants to say, the bederabe peligi tanoi. That means just now we said that Rav Bivi and Abaya acholik in Rabbi. Rav Bivi holds like Rabbi, and therefore midli is also, and Abaya does not hold like Rabbi, therefore midli is mutter. Now the Gemara wants to say, and it's not only a machlokes amoiroim. Pligi tanoi, ki heiche de pligi amiroi doch. Piri. Ubereise kamaise. Now, we had the first bereise that said that the koisel is mutter, the pinkis is osa. Zuktaisvis, now we can say mit, so now that we have a machloikis tanoi, if you hold like Rabbi, if you don't know like Rabbi. So now we could say, Mituk Mishaper, Dechsiv Michtav Akoisel, Umidli. So Mamela, now we can say that the first Baraisa is speaking about that it was Midli. That's the difference between Koisel and Pinkis. Pinkis is Gzeir Shema Yimchek. Koisel is not Gzeir Shema Yimchek. That Tana that also doesn't hold like Rabbi. Aber de kulo amayroi gude bishtore loy michle. That is no machloikis. So the whole machloikis now, Abaye and Rabbivi is, do we hold the gzeira of Rabbi? Rabbivi holds the gzeira of Rabbi, and Abaye does not hold the gzeira of Rabbi. That is the machloikis Rabbivi and Abaye. We have a machloikis tanoim in this. And Ravacha that was Mata Bekoisel does not hold like Rabbi, the Gzeir of Rabbi, and this Barais also does Mata Bekoisel also does not hold the Gzeir of Rabbi. Vekoshe leperish ze. Frektach Taisves. So according to Rashi, da hashte loihavi pluktayu kedahave mukmislo meikore. Laman di yomar shema yimchaik loy chayshinon. Laman di yomar shema yikro chayshinon. So Taisus asks as follows. The ukimte that we're up to now is the same ukimte that we started off with. But when we started off, we said as follows. We said, according to Rav Bivi, is goyza shema yimchaik, so midli will be mutter. according to Abaye, that is Geyser Shema Yikre Shitrei Adyaitis, so Midli will be Asa. Now we come back to the same Akimte, but now we say Pumfakel. If you hold Shema Yimchaik, Abibin hold Shema Yimchaik, it is Asa, Hotzchabe. And Abaye that holds Shema Yikra, it is Mutta, because Kudu Bishtarale Michlefin doesn't hold like Rabbi. So you're going back to before, but you're saying Pumfakel like before. The Megillah Shleimah Tainus, he doesn't understand what the problem is. If the Gemara would have said, La'olam kidam rinan mi'ikore, so then you'd have a problem. That means we're going back to the first, like we said in the beginning. We said in the beginning, Uwait Chavibi it's Mutter, and Avot Abayi it's Oser, and now we're saying Fakir, then Taisus has a kasha. But the Gemara never says, La'olam kidam rinan mi'ikore. The Gemara, he says, is speaking about La'olam the cost of Akosel Midli. The tzir is like we had mentioned before, but the Gemara never says kidom rinan miikare. That means that this is the first akimte. It's the first tzir, but it's a different akimte. That's what the Megillah Shleimah says. Al kaponim Taisvis does not like Rashi's pshat. For Rav Peiras Peirish, Rav Peiras says as follows: Da Abaye veRav Bibi. Tavayu lesluhu derabe. That there's a machloikis Abaye v'Rabivi in Rabbe. No. The Abaye v'Rabivi Tavayu lesluhu derabe. Both of them don't hold like Rabbe. No one holds of this gzeir. What is the machloikis? The polig because of akoiselu midli. And the machloikis is because of akoiselu midli. But no one holds of Rabbe. Is Laman the Yom Hashem O Yimchaik? So according to Rav Bibi, that the Tam Hashem O Yimchaik, like Hashina, given the Midli, but less long the Rabbi. O Lashem O Yikro Nami Loi Chayish, Kosova Gude Bishtore Loi Michlef. So according to, so that's Mamish the first Akimta we said. That according to Rav Bibi, if it's Midli, it will be Mutter. And we took care of the two problems. The Gemara asked one problem. What with Rabbi? Eichal nish mi Rabbi. What with Shemo Yikra? Gude b'shtor eloi michle. Uloman di yom Shemo Yikra. And Abba Rabbi Yedetza Shemo Yikra. Chayish. Tikosova, he holds gude b'shtor michle. Period. So it comes out the way Taisus is saying, no one holds of Rabbi's Gzeire, and the whole machloikis of Bibi and Abaye is, do you say Gude Bishtore Michlef? That's Abaye. Or do you say Gude Bishtore Loi Michlef? That is Rabbi. Va Abaye Loi Havi Muki Pluktayu de Rab Acha ve Rabbonon Biderabe. Now, the Gemara said, Kitanoi. The Gemara said, Kitanoi, that Rabbi is Kitanoi. And the Gemara brought down the Machloikis, Rav Acha and the Tanekama. The Tanekama asked to be Koirei from a Koisel. Rav Acha was matter to be Koirei from a Koisel. So the Gemara said, the Machloikis is with the Rabbi. So Taisa says, Abaye did not learn like that. We have a Muki Pluktai, the Rabach, the Rabbana, with the Rabbi. Why? Dimkein, if the machloikis is b'derabe, dimkein Rab Acha al kochach lesloi de Abaye. If Rab Acha was mata, so he doesn't hold gude b'shtore michle, he was mata. So haltach nish v'Abaye, deshari b'koisel, alma kesova gude b'shtore loy michle. Vimkein, so if Rab Acha does not hold like Abaye, so who the command svira like? Who does Abaye hold like? Da afilu rabbonon loy pligi olay de rabache. Afilu de rabbonon, anat if we'll say that the machloikis is bid rabbe, el mishum dislu de rabbe, the gazrin in shema yimchek. So that what the Gemara says, that it's a machloikis tanoim in bid rabbe, that the Gemara said, not according to Abaye. This the Gemara said, according to Rabbi, Elahava Meforish, Abaye, de Kula Alme, Les Lohu de Rabbi. Now Abaye learned Pshat that none of them hold like Rabbi. Veloi Chayshino Lashem Ayim Chayk Bemidli. And the Machloikis, Rabach, and the Tanekame is, Ubegude Bishtore, Michlev Pligi. The Machloikis is, and his Machloikis, with Rabbi, do you say Gude Bishtore Michlev? Vaho de Koma, Zuktais Vesweit, Vaho de Koma Shmamino de Rabbe Tanoi, Have a motzil meme vade le kul am lesel der rabbe. So Tais just said now according to Baye both of them don't hold of rabbe. Kede me farish la Baye. El le motzil le muche cha behegi. When you can't prove that no one holds like rabbe. Allah he come out the tanoi al koponim. There's one tanoi that doesn't hold like rabbe. Because the tanoi that is matter bekoisel rabach azicha doesn't hold like rabbe. The leke laakshu ye le rabbi. So you can't slug up rabbi that said no one holds like you. Because it could be it's a machlekes tanoim. I think in this Taisus we had enough to understand al koponim, the machlekes, the way Taisus learns pshat, and the machlekes of Abaye and Rabbivi, leite maskone, and Rashi. Later gets a little bit more complicated. Feltons nishtois. Abul Bekitzer, according to Taisves, the machloikis of Abaye and Rav Bivi is as follows. Everyone does not hold of Rabbi. So by midli, there's no chash of Shema Yibchik. The machloikis, Rav Bivi and Abaye is as follows. Rav Bivi holds gude bishtore loy michle. And Abaye holds gude bishtore michlif. That is, no one holds like Rabbi. That is how Taisvus learns pshat in the machloikis. And Rashi learns pshat in the machloikis. Fakir, that everyone holds gude bishtore loy michlif. The machloikis, Abaye and Rabbi is in Rabbi's gzeire. Rabbi holds of Rabbi's gzeire, and Abaye does not hold of Rabbi's gzeire. Zok to Gemara weiter. A little easier than more. Tano Rabon. Ksav HaMahalech Tachas Hatzure. New Indian. Ksav HaMahalech Tachas Hatzure V'Tachas HaDiyuk Nois. You have here, let us see Rashi. Ksav HaMahalech Tachas Hatzure V'Tachas HaDiyuk Nois. Kigoyim B'nei Yodom HaMetzayrim B'Koysel. You have artists that draw on a wall, chayis, mishunis, that's called tzure. Oy, the yukne shel b'nei yodom shel maisim, or they draw a picture of incidents that occurred. Kigoy mulchemes David v'goliath. That's the picture. So we now know what a tzure is, we know what a yukne is. V'koisim tachteo, and underneath the picture, we have a small brass, that's written out. Zu tzures chaye plainis. This is what an elephant looks like. The zu diuknis plaini plainis. How the plainis came in, I don't know. If it's, we speak about David and Goliath, it's lachayre, it's plaini plainis. Basically. Aber al kaponim, so you have here, if one is permitted to look at the ksav, Ksav HaMahalech Tachas Hatzura V'Tachas HaDiknois. Also, Likroisoi B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read it in Shabbos. And this Chaboisa is brought down La'aloche. You're not allowed to read this Ksav. U'Diyukno, why aren't you allowed to read this Ksav? It says David V'Goliath. It says an elephant. It's also Gzeire Mishum. Shitrei Hadyotis. If you're going to start reading, so you're going to read Shitrei Hadyotis also. That's also. So Memele Hastis, this is also. Udiyukna Atzma, fine. What about the picture? Good, Munishleine. But let's look at the picture, the illustrations let's look at. The yukna atzma af bechel also listakel bo. The picture you're not allowed to look at afilu bechel. What's wrong with the picture? It's a tzniyistik picture. David Begolias, an elephant. Shenemar al tifnu elo lilim. My Talmude. Omer Rabbi Chanin al tifnu el midaitre. We'll see there's a four-way machlokes. How to learn pshat, what this iser is to look at the picture. Zot Rashi. Also, likroisoi b'shabes, shema yikro b'shitrei adyoites. Some are mailers, so that's why you're not allowed to read it. El midaitchem, el asher ato oise midas levavchem v'cholo shalochem. That you should not, al tifnu, you should not get involved. El asher ato oise midas levavchem, what you do from your own mind, v'cholo shalochem, libi cholo bekirbi. Elilim loshen chalolim. These men made in Yonim, which are Moshe Ha'odom, Al Tifnu, Liboy Poinelose, and you're getting involved in a, says Oisim Midas Levavchem V'cholo Shalachem. This is a man-made thing, a man-made interest. And you're getting involved in this. So this is an Issa. This is Rashi Shita. This is how Rashi learned Pshat. The Tosfos Rid says, Alilim is a Loshen Rik. Pust. Asisem Oisam Letzir Baalme. It was not made for Avodah Zarah. We'll see Tosfos says here another Pshat. It's a double shove. You are occupying yourself with a double shove. Is al tifnu elo alilim. Don't get occupied with a double shove. I'm just thinking with the electronic games that a person, the ganze kop lichten does. I think they should put on top al tifnu elo alilim al kaponim. The ksav tachas adiuk the kem mishraib ne pesand. But on top of mishraib al tifnu, that's a leif pointed to a double cholol, a double rik. The Aruch has a third pshat. Bizman she'atem mistaklim bohem, atem mefanim keil midaitchem. So you're completely involved. The Rabbeinu Shalom gets out of the picture. And according to the Aruch, it's also speaking about Rashi's tzir. That we're talking about a tzuris chayes. If you want to know about the Melchama of David v'Goliath, read the psukim. From the illustrations, you won't get anything. I have news from you. The artist was also not there. So al kaponim, so memele, so by looking at that, you're appointed kel midaitchem. Let us see Taisus. V'diyukne atzma af b'chayil osa, Nire de Bishavya L'Shem Avoides Kilulim Oma. Now Taisvis is here Amekel. This is Shitas HaTaisvis, Shitas HaRambam, Shitas HaMachaber in Yeredeye. Taisvis says we're speaking about the Bishavya L'Shem Avoides Kilulim Oma. We have here a picture that was made L'Shem Avoides Oret. And a person is impressed by the beauty of it. I don't believe in it, but al kaponim, he can't, it's a beautiful picture, it's a beautiful statue. So that al tifnu al olilim, that's pshat. Avolinoi, but something, a picture that was avolishem noi, muta. Kedemash Metaisis brings down Mibnon Shel Kedoshim. The Gemara calls on Amoire, he was Abnon Shel Kedoshim, to Loyave Mitztakli Bitsuroso de Zuze. He never looked at the Tzur and the Zuz. He never knew how George Washington looked. He never looked at the Tzur. That was Abnon Shel Kedoshim. Michlal, so that's the Abnon Shel Kedoshim. Michlal Dachrini have a Mitztakla, but Nish Abnon Shel Kedoshim. They looked. So Rahman and Islan, if there's an Isser the Eraise, there's an Isser the Asmachte to look at Tzuris, so Mamela Afili, not a non-shal Kadoshim, you're not allowed to look at the Tzuris. It says Mistakli, Tesis Mistama was Madak, like this is Tamazain or Kashi. I mean the histaklus is Iyun. Histakl bishloisha dvarim ein atabali de avere. It can only pass through your mind. Histaklus means one should be ma'ayim. So it says the lawyer have a mistakli bitzurasa de zuze, and the achina have a mistakli. So vaistais me can zayna fine yim, zit abnon shal kedoshim. If you mistakl bitzurasa de zuze. So vaistais me taisvis. So Taisa says the whole Issa is davke noye shal avaydezor. The Lashna Mechaber is Kuf Membeis, Sif Tezvov, Osa lehistakel v'noy elilim kivin shenene beriye. The Shach says, Osa lehistakel lirois noyo. So Lamaisa says, the Mechaber paskins, this is the Shittas HaMechaber, Shittas HaRambam, Shittas HaRosh, and Shittas HaTosfos. But Birkei Yosef brings down that there are other Shittas, Shitas Rashi, and there's the Oruch, and we have here the Taisus Rid also. But he says, Mutav Shiyashai Gigim.